My dad's family is from this town up north called Elko, Wisconsin. It's this little itty-bitty place up kind of between Antigo and Rhinelander. Since I was a kid, a couple times a year we'd make the drive up. One of my favorite places there is this little grocery store right in the heart of their one block downtown. It's called the North Trail Store. Here's one of the owners, Dennis O'Neill.
In 1976, I moved up here along with my in-laws. Stopped in here one day, said, if you ever hear of a business for sale up here, let us know. He says, well, what about this one? Karen and I talked about it, and we said, yeah. Over the course of the time, it became this.
The store is this old red-brown wooden building. As soon as you go through the door, right away you're hit by the history of the place. If it weren't for all the modern products, it might be 50 years ago or more. There are all these neat things up on the walls. Old wooden skis, a two-man saw, a bear trap or two, and the sound is great. When you walk down the aisles, the floor creaks and moans under your feet, warped by 70 plus years of use. My favorite is the sound your shopping cart makes, like an old wooden roller coaster rattling along.
Well, we try, even in this building, trying to keep the way it's always been. You can find holes in the floor that are covered up. When they used to have that vacuum system for cashiers,
stick
the money in a tube and suck it up to the office.
Yeah.
So we had that at one time. That was before I got here.
Elko's always been a magical place for me. I grew up in Florida, and it was up here I got to experience winter and snow. Felt like a different universe. Elko still defines what Wisconsin is for me. I always thought of the town as a time capsule. Unchanging, but 25 years have cracked that image a bit. North Trail is still the same, though. Expanded a bit, but the same nonetheless.
We had Falstead's Grocery Store, Palmer's Hardware Store, there was the Muskie Inn, the State Bank of Elko, there was a theater, we had a train depot across the road.
Yeah.
My dad remembers when he was a kid, hearing the last steam train roll through town, the last hurrah of what used to be a gateway to the North Woods. Families like mine have had places there forever, for generations. That's all changing now.
Like your family has been there since Jesus Christ was born, almost. And the families now seem to change. If you see somebody up here for more than 10 years now, it's kind of rare.
My dad always said he knew he was close to home when the roads were named for family members.
Yep.
I have to wonder, with a Walmart and a Starbucks on every corner, how long can a small town survive without being overtaken by the weeds of our modern world? Dennis told me it's tough, winters and competition, but I don't see them giving in anytime soon.
Well, it gets harder and harder in the economies, but, after 30-some years of being in here, we know what to expect.
If I'm lucky, I'll still be going there in 30 or 40 years.